It is 7:40 now here on WPHM on this Wednesday morning. A lot of buzz out of Las Vegas at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, about the automatic laundry folder, the facial recognition, the voice recognition products that are on display. A lot of buzz indeed, but how do they really perform? There is a group of independent experts from Consumer Reports who are testing these products this week to see how well they perform. Elliot Weiler is a digital lifestyle editor at Consumer Reports and joins us right now. Elliot, good morning.
Hey, Paul, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What's the coolest thing you've seen in Las Vegas at the CES?
You know, it's hard to pick out. You mentioned those folding laundry machines, and I thought that was cool for a couple reasons. One of them uses these mechanical arms and rollers. It's called the Foldamate. And I guess it just had that kind of like Jetsons feel to it.
Exactly.
To me, right? Like the flying car, the machine that folds your laundry. Well, this one actually claims that it will do that. It just has that kind of like mid-century feel to it, although it is a sort of a futuristic product. That, the inventor tells us, could potentially go on sale as early as next year for around $1,000. And then still in that laundry area, there's another one that kind of claims that it'll fold your laundry and sort it for you. It uses some visual recognition technology, so it kind of knows that it's your shirt or your kid's shirt or your wife's shirt or something like that in it, and it will then automatically place those on shelves for you. So I think, you know, look, this is a convention with millions of square feet here at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So to pick out just one or two things is really, really difficult. But I think those were just quirky enough and yet also kind of useful that I kind of liked them.
Well, so let's talk about the reviews a little bit. What have you found that really works that you think is going to catch on?
Well, look, we test products once they come to market. We buy them just like you do. So since a lot of the products here are prototypes, we have not actually tested them. Those laundry machines can't be purchased yet. What Consumer Reports does do a lot of testing for, you may have seen our ratings and reviews for TVs. TVs are always popular here at CES. One thing that caught our eye, two companies from China, TCL and Hisense, are really, really trying to give the two big Korean manufacturers, Samsung and LG, a run at their money. Consumer Reports ratings typically have Samsung and LG sets near the top of the TV ratings. It will be interesting as we get those TCL and Hisense sets into our labs and begin testing them. Will they actually perform as well as some of their higher-priced models? Typically, the Chinese price point is a little bit lower than from the Korean models. It'll be very interesting to see how that battle kind of plays out, particularly as we get to the holidays next year.
Well, I guess so. A lot of devices, you talk about the connected home, and so a lot of your appliances and other household items are now connected, aren't they, electronically?
They are. They either connect to each other through their own sort of network, or more and more what we're seeing is that manufacturers will build in connectivity with either Amazon's Alexa or Google Home. So this idea of voice-activated technology kind of running throughout the home. We saw some laundry machines from Kenmore that have that Alexa capability built in. Whirlpool also has it. But think about this, though. The other thing you always have to sort of keep in mind is it really kind of solving a problem, right? Because you still have to physically move the laundry from the washer to the dryer, and you're going to have to press start one way or another. So you could either talk to your machine, I suppose, and say start the dryer, but you could also just press the button. What a lot of these technologies also offer, and the manufacturers tout, is that they come with apps. So you can monitor the performance of your appliances and also how many minutes are left on the wash cycle, how much time is left in the dryer. That's another kind of high-tech appeal to some of this technology, as well as the voice activation through Alexa or Google Home.
The automotive industry has had a presence there at CES for the last several years, too. What kind of automotive things have you seen?
So we're seeing a lot of the same features that are in smartphones, the high-tech app kind of feel being built into many, many menus of cars out here. One of the other big things, of course, the all-electric technology, a company called Byton, which is a Chinese high-tech startup. It's trying to compete with Tesla in that all-electric market. They've got an SUV that could go on sale as early as next year for about $45,000. But it also uses some visual recognition, some face recognition technology. The manufacturer says as you walk up to the car, if it recognizes that you're the owner, the doors will open, the engine starts, the seat is where you want it, the radio station is on. So that's kind of interesting. Also some technology that uses gestures, so you wouldn't actually touch a physical knob or a menu. Consumer Reports has actually looked at some of that technology, early technology in BMWs. We found it to be a bit bulky and clunky at this point and more distracting than just changing a dial. So we'll see if that technology improves over the next few years.
All right, really neat, fun stuff. Elliot, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, Paul, have a great morning.
You
we'll
too.
Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.